Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast, Listener Experience Edition. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Thursday, Hollow Cult. You know what that means. We're here with your experiences to share with the rest of the cult. There have been some bangers lately. So keep them coming. We keep hearing about all your weirdness. If you're new here, we got some business we go through in the beginning of the show. You're probably going to want to fast forward, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes. And if you want to get into the crux of the experience, if not, you want to hang out, just hang out. It's easy. Check us out at all our socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and you'll find us there. Join the community. Be part of the cult. It's a good time. It's a whole thing. Everybody has fun. If you have a listener experience that you'd like for us to share on this very show and listen to me and Kyle talk about it, he's got some info that you're going to want.
I do. It's easy. HollowSkyPodcast@gmail.com. Write your story out or record yourself. Put it in that email. Hit the send button. It comes to us. File it. Then your fame and fortune happens because we choose it eventually. Becomes its own episode. You're rich. We're happy. Win-win. Or you can go to HollowSkyPodcast.com and there's a little box there on the front page. You can write your story out in there. Hit the send button. Same thing. We're all happy in the end. And you got your story out there. It's logged for the future. Start making some headway in this paranormal ground.
Yes. Yes. If you'd like to support the show, plenty of ways you can do it. We have a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can have all kinds of extra content, like 50 plus extra episodes over there. You get these very episodes early before the rest of the world. You also get them ad free. I know a lot of people don't like ads, but they are unfortunate necessity. And you can get them without that over there. You can also get casket breath jams. You can get info on merch that's a drop in, all kinds of good stuff over there. HollowSkyPodcast.com, where you can also leave your listener experiences, has a store. You can get in there and check out some of the Hollow swag, shirts, hats, beanies, stickers, the whole nine. Anything you could possibly ever want is there for the most part. Also, share the show word of mouth. These are things you can do that don't cost anything but a little bit of time. Put our name out there in the paranormal community. Get with other creators you want us to collab with. Just share the show. Go to YouTube, like, subscribe. All that stuff helps infinitely in pushing the show further. And don't overlook the little things because they are what keep the show moving forward. On that note, now a word from our sponsors. All right. We are back. And we are here with this week's listener experience. This one ties into the GATE program, which Kyle did an episode on, about a month ago?
Something like that.
It's been fairly recent, and it is absolutely going crazy on YouTube. Crazy for our standards, right? It's not like viral or anything, but it has worked up to the most viewed video we have. And there are a ton of people chiming in about having experiences with the GATE program from their childhood, which I didn't realize was as prevalent as it appears to be, right?
It's crazy.
So we've had a few people reach out, some of them sharing their experiences. So I thought this would be a good one to kind of piggyback off of, since that's stirring up a lot of discussion over there on the YouTube. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube, go over there. It's a different experience than the podcast. And there's also like live chat over there where you can interact with people commenting about their experiences and stuff. Definitely cool thing. Go and subscribe to that. So here is today's listener experience called "I Was in the GATE Program." It's from our friend Danielle. Danielle says, "I was in the GATE program as a child. I was given all the tests commonly remembered by other participants and more. Sessions at UOW, according to my mother. I was given the briefcase frequency tests at each session. Two women would come in and attach wires to my scalp with paste on little copper nodes at the end. I would sit in a green leather chair in a dark room with a projector screen across the room from me. I cannot recall any of the content that was shown to me. There was a window between this room and the next area where I could see a printer with needles similar to a lie detector test. The needles were always scribbling furiously, and the printer paper had holes along both edges. The paper sheets attached to one another and folded themselves in a stack as they came out. I remember seeing men in white lab coats, and when I first began recalling these memories, thought them to be doctors in a hospital. Eventually, my mother told me it was at the university and they were not doctors because the tests weren't medical in nature. She didn't really tell me anything else useful. I share some of the anomalies reported by others. I do not recall any near-death experiences, but I did drown briefly as a girl, and I was revived by CPR. I have multiple interactions with law enforcement that are, let's say, lenient, very lenient. I have always been intuitive. Some would say that I'm psychic. On my 33rd birthday, I began hearing whispers, for lack of a better term. Not the kind that schizophrenic people hear, the kind that tell me things that have or will happen, the kind that help me find lost items, the kind that share insight to certain things, and they are never wrong. I have always known that I'm being watched, not in a paranoid kind of way, in a matter-of-fact kind of way, like I've been informed or gave consent to this as a child at some point. Some of these memories are very vibrant and clear. Still others are less of a memory, more a knowing, but without knowing how I know. I have always had an inexplicably strong affinity for Alice in Wonderland, an aversion to conforming to society because I am not affected by the methods employed to keep people ignorant, scared, and distracted. I have a general distrust of authority and the wealthy. I've had so many bizarre experiences that I could go on and on and on, so I'll stop here for now. I just finished watching your Gate Portal episode, and that's what inspired me to share this. Your friend, Danielle. Okay. First off, Danielle, thanks for taking the time to submit your experience here with the Gate program. I want to start by saying we definitely want you to go on and on and on.
Yes.
We need more information. We want these bizarre experiences. 100%.
Definitely.
All of them. Anything you can remember, send over. Please and thank you. Also, a lot of this definitely ticks the boxes in Gate program, the gate program circles, but this even goes, it feels like it goes further. It feels like you made it to the next step.
Bro, I'm saying that Danielle should have interacted with us when we had Egress on the line.
Oh yeah.
Bro, what was one of the things on the damn list? It was talking to things that aren't there, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Hearing voices and shit.
Yeah.
Like that was one of the things it was specifically asking for.
It almost makes you wonder if maybe those two are tied together.
It now, like looking at it, it definitely feels like it could be.
It's weird. I wonder if it's like an off branch of the Gate program.
100% could be.
Oh man, that is crazy. Because I mean, you don't hear, like, a lot of people experience some of the very surface gate program, the initial kind of testing, right? The stuff that was done in the classroom, or you were sent off to like almost like a summer camp. But this is like a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's like you said, like she made it to the next stage.
Yeah. Two women would come in, attach wires to, like, they were monitoring their brain frequency.
Absolutely.
Almost like they knew that you were intuitive. They knew that you were connected with things that a lot of people are not. And they were just,
and if you think about it, I don't remember if we talked about it or not, but the time frame of the Gate program matches. That was in a heavy time of like looking for ESP people, remote viewing, all that shit.
Yeah.
It was heavy. It was a heavy, heavy topic for the governments back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she definitely, it is crazy that it's so weird that her mom was like, even like semi hush hush about it with her. You know what I mean? Like her mom, she was like, you know, doctors, and the mom's like, these aren't doctors. These are something else.
Yeah.
Something else going on.
Which makes,
we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Makes me wonder if her mother was, may have also had some special abilities here.
Or if her mom was in some way, shape, or form connected to the fucking military. Because remember, we had stories where there were genetic programs back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those same genetic programs were matched with the experiences of having run-ins with the law and the law being lenient.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I feel like is why she pointed that out. If you get back to us and you can answer this, did your intuition and your abilities, were they known to you and were they prevalent to you before this happened? Because in my brain, I'm wondering if the initial test kind of like scratched the surface that somebody is capable of these kind of things. And then when they make it to this level, does it unlock something? Does it unlock this ability to, you know, connect with something greater to the point to where like she says, you know, these things tell me what have or will happen. Like they, when she loses something, they lead her in the way to find it. And I'm just wondering if there are specific people that are capable of that, but can't unlock it. And is the gate program a way to unlock that and then monitor people? Maybe that has to do with the lenient like interaction with law enforcement. Maybe they're just, you know, checking in.
Well, there's that possibility, because that definitely hit my mind. Like that suggests to me that she's being monitored 24/7, essentially, which is bizarre to like really sit down and rationalize. But I also had a thought, what if whatever happened, whatever she unlocked, whatever happened, I don't know what a better way to describe that, but whatever happened, what if these circumstances pop up, like she gets pulled over, and it's almost like she has an influence on the environment, almost like a Jedi mind tricked, if you will. You did not see us. We were not here.
My mind went a lot of directions with that.
Cause yeah. it definitely matches the bill. It also fucking vaguely reminds me of, in a roundabout way, because the way she words it, I felt like I made an agreement with something.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of what Tony was talking about for years, how these people would go into like this cave and essentially make a deal with something to have powers and be able to manifest them in reality. Most of the powers actually went into this other realm, so to speak, whatever, but they were able to drag some over here. And it kind of fits that. It kind of fits Egress. It kind of fits these different circles that seem to interject with one another. There's nobody's really putting these circles together.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything just kind of in that, it all feels connected for some reason.
Especially the way she talked about like the UOW monitoring, right? Where there are people there, they are collecting data, they're collecting evidence, there are people studying. Like it feels very, very governmental.
Right? Oh, bro, there's a ton of colleges that have evidence of being CIA fronts. Where CIA offices are out of them fucking colleges running experiments and shit.
It makes me wonder.
There's tons of evidence of that.
Like in my brain, whenever she gets pulled over, like the cop goes back to run her plate.
And that could be it.
And pops up and they're like, do not.
Yeah.
Do not cause this person trouble.
And, oh, that absolutely could be. I didn't even think about that. But that is a good possibility.
And then they come back and they're like, no, you're good. You're cool. You're good. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
or definitely, it definitely suggests some type of manipulation, whether it's human or or paranormal. Like there's definitely influence and manipulation there.
That's what I thought too. Maybe there's some kind of,
it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
Maybe there's some kind of spiritual protection. Like when she gets pulled over, like something, like you talked about manipulating reality, or maybe there's something on the metaphysical realm that like is just swaying the officers to the point to where they're like, no, you know what? Just have a good day.
And that also intersects, because think about the intuitive voices she had. The voices were always there to aid her. Yeah. Like whatever is with her is there to aid, because she specifically said it helped me find things. It guided me. Yep. All that's like all of it is there to assist. Well, being pulled over and impeded by law enforcement could use, interjection and have that still falls under like an aid category.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely interesting. Like even just this little bitty breadcrumb she gave us, like it has so many avenues that leak off of it for possibility.
Yeah.
And cause it is super weird the way she just like, I felt like I made an agreement with something, which is just, it feels nefarious, but it doesn't mean that it is.
No, because you don't know to what end, you know?
Yeah.
Like whatever this thing is obviously a positive force in her life, keeping her, I don't necessarily know safe, but if you can see the future and like it helps you find lost things and this, that, and the other, like those are all positives. Those aren't negatives.
Mm. And then there's the possibility to think, like we've had this discussion before. There are very few things in the world, the known world, that are solely one-sided.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to put out there.
Right. And I don't mean that it's necessarily nefarious in nature, but relatively speaking, it could be a bartering system of sorts.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head.
Like what if, like, I do all these things for you, I earn your trust, I do this, and then later on down the line, I'm actually getting you ready for whatever that may be. Right?
When you say things are,
you don't realize it quite yet. And I'm not trying to be negative and blah 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 blah, because it could just be awesome for her. I don't know. But you have to beg the question, is there another side to the story? Is something or someone preparing her for the possibility of something later on in life? For example, not saying that it's related, because it's probably not, but as an example, what, like the instances of 20 and back, like the whole, like there's a whole preparation process for that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go through this, and this to get to this. Like the explanation we had possibly heard, not saying that it's real or not, but the fact that on the 20 and back, we heard stories of people going and fighting like insect-like creatures. Well, from one source, those little battles were for a bigger battle. Right?
Yep.
So my point is that maybe these little things throughout her life was preparing her for something, some type of mission later on. I don't know.
Yeah. And I do. I think you hit the nail on your head where you said very often these things aren't one-sided. Like it's hard to imagine that whatever is at the wheel here is not gaining something from this.
Right.
Right.
And generally speaking, that's kind of how things work.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
Like I said, doesn't have to be nefarious.
It can be very positive for both sides.
Hey, a deal is a deal.
Yeah. And just the fact that something not gaining anything from this is really out of pocket. I also think it's interesting that these things line up with like mental disorder so well. Like she actively says, I'm not, like, not the way schizophrenic people do. But it makes me wonder how many people that are diagnosed with things like schizophrenia are essentially people that have the same abilities that these people that make it through gate have, they're just not chosen by whatever's at the helm. So they're just cast aside as members of society that are different.
Well, that's why a word like perspective is so scary. Right?
Yeah.
Because so the difference here, it also reminds me of a movie called Wanted, where the same thing happens. Kind of. This guy has these panic attacks and he can see his blood pressure in his eyes. And it's his panic attack is so bad that it feels like the world around him is slowing down. We'll come to find out he is actually slowing the world down. But he takes medicine to help mitigate this, to suppress this ability, right? And he breaks out later on, so on and so forth. But my point is that perspective. So she subtly had these voices her whole life, right? Just subtly, didn't pay no mind to them. She goes into the gate program. These scientists, these doctors, whoever the fuck they are like, hey, listen, this is a good thing. You are connecting with, we'll just say, Jesus. That's what this is. This is a religious experience. And she's like, oh, shit, you know. So her brain's being programmed that this is a net positive for her. Whereas if she went to a doctor outside of all of this, they could say, hey, you're schizophrenic. You need to be put on this medication or you're going to end up in a nut house, right? Perspective is so powerful.
One person's mental disorder is another person's savant, you know?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
It does. It makes you wonder like who's making the decisions when it comes to people that can interact with things that a lot of people can't. Like who's deciding what's good and what's bad.
And that's the other, like you brought up a disturbing point is like, what if there is a team building and Steve, you know, Steve can hear me and he can do this stuff, but he's not quite up to par to make the team. So we're just going to cut him loose. And then you deal with essentially a form of psychosis the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah.
Because some dick didn't want to pick you for the team.
Yeah. Like what if it's beyond that? What if they can monitor what voices get through, you know,
that sucks.
Where somebody who's chosen gets the positives, you know, they help you find things. They tell you like, hey, you better not go down this street because there's an accident going to happen down here. Whereas the people that don't make the cut, it all just comes through.
Oh, no filter.
It's just a barrage.
That sucks.
That's enough to make anyone lose their mind.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah,
man.
And it sucks. It sucks that like maybe in her case, she didn't have any of this stuff until the gate program. So now you have a party that's solely responsible for what could later on be a form of mental illness, depending on what side of the line they fall on. Because if there is like a team building and they're not strong enough, well, we're just going to cut you loose. And now you're going to be under heavy medicine the rest of your life or in a padded fucking cell. Whereas if you excelled, you'd be in this dope ass program being Jean Grey from the X-Men.
Yeah. It is also interesting. Excuse me. Like she has this general distrust of authority, but authority is very lenient to her.
Yeah.
Which should not go hand in hand, right?
No, really. I didn't even think about that. You're right. And the wealthy, almost like there's some type of subconscious. There's something buried in her subconscious.
Yeah.
Cause usually things like that come from bad, trauma,
bad experiences with authority and stuff.
Or it's rich
almost,
people.
Yeah. It's almost like she knows that they're at the helm without knowing that they're at the helm.
That's kind of what I was going for. Like that's where my mind went for when you brought that up. I'm like, interesting.
What if there's like one rogue entity out there talking, like making its messages get through. And it's like, these people aren't good. Don't listen to these people.
Or even psychologically, she's suppressed who did it to her when she was little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like having, maybe there was military military dress people there or fancy suit and tie type people, which you would affiliate with rich and wealthy.
And it's also fucked up that she can remember things to the minute detail of the printer paper, the way it folded up, but she cannot remember the content that they were showing her.
That's another good one. Another good point.
That's us.
Yeah. She even remembered the holes in the side of the paper.
Yeah. Like she described it like I was watching it.
Yeah.
But she can't remember what was on the screen that they were showing her. That's crazy.
Which feels definitely on purpose.
That's some like 11 Stranger Things shit there.
Yes. Yes.
That's wild.
It is wild.
God, I love
it. Like I said. Oh, go ahead.
So many people are coming forward with their gate experiences. Like the YouTube, if you don't go to the YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube, go to the gate program and read through the comments. Like that's an episode on its own. People that have experienced things very similar to this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, like, especially when Steve and I are in the zone, write your story with as much detail as you can.
Yes.
Because every little thing matters. Everything matters. Yeah. Everything matters.
Hearing it from the perspective of the person is very more impactful than hearing my dumbass read it, right? Like, we love everybody that sends their stuff in. And yes, we do say email is the easiest way, but if you can get your story in your own words, like in your own voice, that hits so much harder.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was awesome.
So again, thank you, Danielle. Hit us up again if you hear this. Let us know more about like how you know the future. Like what kind of examples do you have for that? And the way that it shares insights with you to certain things, and they're never wrong. Like I'm trying to dive into that. And also, we need these bizarre experiences that you've had, because you sold us on that, telling us there's a ton of them. We need it.
Yes.
So please hit us back up, so we can delve into this. But yeah, that's awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Danielle, again for submitting this and sharing your gate experience. That is. There's got to be so much more to this. It's crazy.
Guaranteed.
But on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for hanging out with us, Hollow Cult. Thanks for choosing us. Hope the rest of your week goes well. If you have an experience, any kind of paranormal or bizarre experience, if you have a gate experience, send it to us. Send it to us, because this is becoming its own entity right here. You know the drill about the socials. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and keep them experiences rolling out here. We're here for it.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.